Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The lies, Lee, just didn't work. But they sure sounded good. Pete Hegseth, war criminal.
A new report from the Washington Post leads some lawmakers to ask whether the Pentagon has committed a war crime.
What we've seen here over the last couple days clearly unlawful, illegal orders.
It goes to this order from the secretary, apparently of no quarter, which is an obvious war crimes violation.
Let me be very clear. Killing shipwreck survivors is a war crime.
That is a war crime. Full stop.
Okay, so remember the Maryland man?
Oh, yeah, that Maryland father, yeah.
Yeah, the Maryland father, the poor Maryland father who was sent back to his home country of El Salvador? Yeah. Well, these are shipwrecked survivors. Do you like that? Do you hear him say that?
Yeah. Make it sound like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, man. They were just out there, you know, on a pleasure cruise.
Yes.
A 3-hour tour. With, you know, bales of cocaine laced with fentanyl. But, I mean, other than that, it's, you know.
Yeah, the professor was working on that.
Yeah. Okay, so we just heard Democrat Congressman Liu say that. Okay, here's Democrat Congressman Jim Hines repeat this. Listen to how absurd this is. This is propaganda, is what this is.
Any American who sees the video that I saw will see the United States military attacking shipwrecked sailors. Bad guys, but attacking shipwrecked sailors. Now, there's a whole set of contextual items that the admiral explained. Yes, they were carrying drugs.
Yeah, they're carrying drugs, but they probably would have voted Democrat. I mean, they shouldn't have been killed. Which, oddly, before Democrats came up with this idea to import a shadow nation of voters and fund the whole thing via the drug proceeds, if Americans died, oh well, by the hundreds of thousands, because we're up to 500,000 dead, just from fentanyl, Lee. So these are not normal drug deaths that we would expect. Every year, some people are going to die from cocaine, going to die from heroin, going to die from it. No, this is something we've never seen before. And before Democrats realized they could replace American voters who won't vote for them, this idea of killing narco terrorists with strikes from the sky was actually very popular with Democrats, including Joe Biden.
Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco terrorists, and they must know it.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a war criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever. Meanwhile, it was fake. It was all, I mean, so ridiculously fake. This Washington Post story that got this all going based on three anonymous sources who claimed that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth verbally, how convenient, he was there. He was watching the poor shipwrecked sailors, watching them struggle. But, you know, he's a monster. So he ordered them drowned. That's the story. They paint a picture in a Washington Post, totally fake, we now know. He's just sitting there and he's just watching people and he's just, you know, killing them. Nope. No, that's not what happened.
According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets.
That's CNN having to admit that the Washington Post totally lied. Here's some more truth.
The admiral confirmed that there had not been a kill them all order and that there was not an order to grant no quarter.
So does it exonerate Hegseth? Does it exonerate him?
Oops. Total lie. Yeah. But here's the really sad thing, Lee, and kind of scary. This would have consumed the swamp for the next 3 months based on three anonymous, it turns out, sources spewing fakeness. Had the New York Times, for whatever reason, not intervened here and said, no, it's not true. I don't know why they did it.
Yeah.
But Trump would have been on the brink with this. Hegseth would have been on the brink with this. Here's what really happened, by the way. This is Senator Tom Cotton, himself a veteran, who watched the video. And the video didn't just include the strikes, okay? It included the unbelievable amount of people who were involved in this, not including Hegseth. Okay, so this idea that Hegseth sitting there and he's having these very nice shipwrecked, poor, I don't know what, Maryland fathers, I don't know, killed for no reason, that's not what happened. This is what happened.
This was witnessed by literally hundreds of uniformed and civilian personnel at the Pentagon, at Fort Bragg, at other installations. Dozens of them were lawyers. Everybody was watching. Everybody had seen the intelligence and the legal basis leading up to these strikes. Everyone was present during it. And that continues to be the case. There's been no change in the guidance or the order that the secretary has given to our troopers. And in subsequent strikes, there is an example where survivors actually were shipwrecked and distressed and not trying to continue on their mission. And they were treated, as they should be, as non-combatants. They were picked up by U.S. forces. Just an example of how, of course, our military always obeys the laws of war. Our military also acts within appropriate lawful authority to target these narco-terrorists.
We're done here.
Yeah.
We're literally done here. Never mind the more than 10,000 drone strikes that preceded this around the world. From Bush to Obama to Biden. No biggie.
Yeah.
No big deal. I want to bring this back up right now just to show you the absolute utter hypocrisy of this, the shocking hypocrisy, because I made much of this because it broke my heart. Remember when the Abbeygate 13 were massacred?
Yep.
Basically pretty close to on the orders of the Biden military. We had a sniper who'd watched that suicide bomber train for days, knew who he was. He begged for days to kill him. Begged. They wouldn't let him do it. He watched him come in the final time, this time with the actual bomb on. And he's like, they're going to kill. He was denied. Well, as all that came out, remember, in the media, it made Joe Biden look really bad. And so they wanted to do a strike, but they didn't want to hit the actual enemy.
Yeah.
Remember, the reason for that, we would learn later, that the Taliban had hatched a deal with the Chinese to give them the lithium mines for about $1 billion they were selling them. So Biden didn't want to, those people did not want to do anything that would compromise the takeover by our enemy, the Taliban. So what did they do? They needed to pretend they were taking out terrorists because it hurt Biden so badly. And they saw the poll numbers, Lee. Biden never recovered from Abbeygate. He never did. His poll numbers hit a low. He did come up a little bit, but he never got back to where he was. He was never able to come back up over 50, right? So this was devastating. They needed a way, the military, the evil folks at the top of that military, including Mark Milley, they needed a way to try to save Biden with a few good news cycles. So they assassinated a family. They picked a family, an aid worker who had worked at an NGO for 3 years with a very predictable, observable pattern on satellites. They said, that guy looks good. He was taking water home, as he does every day, from the aid charity where he worked in Afghanistan. He pulls up. The kids, seven of them who live there, come running out. Hey, Dad! And he was an uncle, too. They droned him. They killed those seven children, him and his wife. And they told us they were ISIS-K. Yeah, we got him, man. We got him. We've gotten revenge. Look at Joe, the patriot. And they left it, Lee. They left it like that. Until in another rare act of journalism, the New York Times, you'll remember, no classified clearances, is somehow able to figure out they droned a family and lied to the whole world. You want to talk about war crimes? You want to talk about mass murder? Okay, there you go. Where was Senator Kelly?
Yeah.
Where was Senator Warner? Where were any of these people? Lee, they didn't even hold hearings.
Nope.
You should go read the New York Times article. It's some of the best journalism I've ever read. It was incredible they got that. And it, you know what it was? It was sources inside the military so upset about the murder of these children so Joe Biden could get a couple of good news cycles. The Democrat Party could try to recover from the Afghan debacle. They murdered a family. 7 kids. Now, did you see this level of care on the Hill?
Oh, absolutely not.
Did you see these press conference? Oh, we got to see the video.
Nope.
No, they didn't care.
Well, what we actually saw was suppression of that.
Yeah, no, we've actually never seen the full, what we saw yesterday for that, in terms of the planning, who was in the room, because those people should be tried for war crimes. We should have sat down and had days of hearings. Explain to us again how you thought 7 little kids who are clearly visible on the satellite video were ISIS K. Explain it to me again. Because they're clearly, look, these aren't teenagers, Lee. These were kids. They come running out to the car. Mm-hmm. They come running out to help him carry the water. That's your country. That's Joe Biden. Go. So I just want to compare this and show you how fake it is.
Yeah.
Any Republican who takes their side is a traitor and needs to go. Now, this did not slow down Democrat Mark Warner one iota yesterday. He went on pretending that the Washington Post story was still real, pretending these were war crimes, as if none of this had been debunked. And I don't know, you listen to this. Tell me, it sounds like he's calling for a military coup against Donald Trump, or at least the rebellion of them. No, it looks like he's threatening the military. You better rebel against Donald Trump, war criminal, blah, blah, or else, i.e. implied threat. We'll come back into office and we'll get you.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniform generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniform military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump. And I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
Yeah, that's calling for a military coup.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like. So,
and to me,
but
that's,
he won't be held accountable for that.
No, he won't. That's an implied threat.
Yeah.
Like, wow, if you're going to push that button on that drone, you know, strike, then, you know, hey, you're going to have to deal with us. By the way, just so you're aware, no one was ever disciplined for murdering those children and the 2 aid workers and saying they were ISIS cores on. By the way, lying to Congress about that, too. No one was ever disciplined for it. There weren't even formal hearings held. There were a couple questions asked by Congress members, all Republicans, just a couple of questions during, you know, general hearings on Afghanistan, but that was it. And basically, Swamp was cool with it. As long as Joe Biden gets a couple of good news cycles, it's okay if little kids die.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you figure out why you are poor? If you were listening to me back then, you know, I said that over and over and over. One big national IQ test, America. I knew this audience would pass with flying colors, but everybody else, not so sure. It is unbelievable right now that Democrat Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, has ordered Democrats to go all in on the affordability issue. We're having one more big IQ test in 2026, let's see if Americans can pass. I don't mean to lay it out that way, but let's see if Americans can figure out why they can't afford stuff. You know what's amazing about this? Can I just go over some of the history with you? I've sat in this chair a very long time. February of 2021, Joe Biden, the Democrat Majority Congress, takes office. What was going on in February? They were planning at least four bills in addition to the budget, between $300 billion and $1 trillion each, all printed. No real money. Remember Larry Summers? Former Treasury Secretary, advisor to multiple Democrat campaigns in the last cycle, blew the whistle. Did an interview with anyone who would listen, national, international, The Economist, The New York Times, begging Democrats not to do this. They were going to jack inflation through the roof and crush Americans. He said it. We can't print this much money, but we're going to have massive inflation. It's going to destroy the party. What did I tell you in February of 2021? So remember, Joe Biden took office in January 2021. I said they're looting the Treasury. Normally when there's a coup and the junta steals the election, either through force, through a coup, or through election theft, traditionally, on the left, what they do is they loot. Now, in the old days, they would go through villages, smashing windows, just grabbing everything out of the till. But these are more sophisticated times. So the Democrats are looting by printing in order to break the back of the American economy. Remember, the goal always is to destroy America from the inside. Now, they had just stolen an election, spectacularly stolen an election. They thought we would never be in power again. Keep in mind that for all of the things you're hearing now. So it would not matter if they broke the back of the American people financially. In fact, it would help them maintain power because they know watching those South American dictatorships rise, what always does it? If you can get some inflation on some people and make them desperate, you can eliminate the jobs, make it hard to feed your kids, they will give you more power. They will hand it to you, even if you were the cause of it. People can't figure it out. That's why they want to import half of South America. But could Americans figure it out? That was the question. Literally, Chuck Schumer, Jim Clyburn, and the rest broke the back of the American people on purpose. On purpose. How many times have I played you the Clyburn audio? You know, Jim Clyburn, Democrat, was number two in charge, who really wasn't number two at the time. Where Clyburn flat out says, yeah, we knew it would cause inflation, but we did not care. We wanted the money. We wanted the money. So we did it anyway. Do you remember all of that time as we went from the 2.3% historically low inflation that we had had on Donald Trump. Donald Trump handed off to Joe Biden. Remember when we went from that up to, remember what it was? 9% inflation? I remember who they told us was responsible. It seems silly now. It was Putin. Putin had done it. They never really would explain like how Putin did it. He'd done it. And the left, like zombies, repeated that. Putin, it was Putin. Putin did it. On and on and on. Because they couldn't even blame it on Trump. It was obvious it wasn't Trump. Unbelievable. So these guys are back. And they're now saying they're going to run on affordability. Folks, the reason that wages have not yet caught up to prices is because we need a little more healing time. Wait, stop with the music. I want to play it. I found it. Here's Jim Clyburn admitting the rescue plan, which was just a looting plan. There's $1 trillion in printed cash for Democrats and their friends caused inflation.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? That I know. That's elementary.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, was that okay for poor people, middle-class people to struggle? He said, yeah, no, it's fine, but we should have prepared them for the fact that they were going to be poor.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place. But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate.
He's talking about Biden.
And we got to take care of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this, but we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
Yeah, so American people will be fine with 9% inflation. They're going to love it. We just got to help the poor people who vote for us, but screw the rest. Now, that was one interview. He said it again on MSNBC.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
And now they're running on affordability. You can't make this up. They looted. They broke the back of the American people. And folks, we are 2/3 here from this. If they just give Trump, just give him 6-9 more months. Please give him 6. And this is how cynical the Democrats are. Here's the IQ test. Do the American people really think, oh, we're not happy with Trump? He's not fixing the affordability crisis and prices fast enough. Do they think the Democrats will do it? No. They're going to loot again. They will drive it to 6-9% inflation. But Americans going to have to come around to a better way of thinking about being robbed blind. Just eat less or something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I've been warning you for a long time. This is the central message of this show today, because this is a historic day. Do not miss the significance of this day. I've been telling you for a very long time that a time is coming, and it's coming rapidly, where somebody who is woke, who's left wing, anybody who is woke, left wing, who attacks a right wing target, murdered, assaulted, bombed, bloodshed, would walk. Because no liberal jury will convict them, and no liberal law enforcement agency will touch them. They will be untouchable if they kill, maim, or hurt the right people. I said that was coming, and I put the time frame on 5 years. In fact, I fully expect when the first ICE or Customs Border Patrol agent is murdered, that I fully expect if it's a liberal enough jurisdiction, they may not be able to get an indictment. Folks, I'm not even sure they're going to be able to get an indictment on the D.C. sniper, on the D.C. killer who killed the National Guard. I'm not convinced they can get. I'm going to have to see it to believe a grand jury will indict him. That's why he proved, that's why he pled not guilty. That's what his lawyers were doing. I get into that a little bit again later. Well, I thought that'd be in the future. I thought, you know, 4 years, 5 years from now, something like that. While Trump's still in office, we will see assassinations, bombings, bloodshed by the left. And it will simply be passed over and that person will walk out the door. It'll be shocking, but it's coming. I didn't know it already happened. The FBI, read my lips, deliberately let the pipe bomber go, knowing they put lives at risk. They did not care. And I'm going to prove that to you today. If you use me for show prep, I know a lot of you do. I go first on the East Coast, best show there is on the East Coast in the morning. I get it. I'd use me for show prep too. Those of you who are listening, write this down, okay? Back in June of 2023, the Republicans are retaking Congress, and they were asking really good questions about the pipe bomber. They called in assistant director in charge of the FBI's Washington field office, Stephen D. A-N-T-U-O-N-O. Look him up. And he lied under oath to protect the pipe bomber. See, it was really hard to explain because the FBI and the DOJ had undertaken a historic court case. They went to court to get the ability to what's called geofence all of the cell phones at the Capitol. Because there's like 1,000 people that hadn't caught. They wanted to go find out who was there, not kick their doors in and arrest them. And they won the court case. So Congress kind of wanted to know, well, how did you not get the pipe bomber? Weird, right? Well, D'Antono lied. We call it perjury when normal Americans do it. To Congress under oath. That's a felony. It carries up to 5 years of prison. He said, oh, well, the phone data on that person that we got from the phone company, it was unfortunately corrupted and can't extract it. Sorry. During a closed-door session with the House Judiciary Committee's Weaponization Subcommittee, he stated that the cell phone data from the major phone provider who provided it, was corrupted and unusable, which unfortunately hindered efforts to track the suspect via geofencing like they did everyone else. He described it as an unusual circumstance and noted the data's potential importance. Well, Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz were all in charge then. They didn't buy that. So they issued a subpoena for information to the phone provider. And once you know, it wasn't corrupted. Not anything wrong with it. Totally usable. Weird, right? So they turned around and subpoenaed the Biden DOJ and FBI for the pipe bombing case files. And guess what happened? Door slammed in their face. They ignored a subpoena because Democrats are lawless. So Here's what needs to happen. And our side will catch up to my reporting on this weekend. We'll start digging. You should start digging if you're doing talk radio. Talk it up because we'll push it up and Fox cover it. D'Antuono, again, look him up. D-A-N-T-U-O-N-O. When does he get arrested? He retired from the FBI in November 2022, by the way. And he lied to cover up and set free the pipe bomber. Here's former Department of Homeland Security advisor and former supervisory agent for the Secret Service, Charles Martino on Fox News, pointing out the obvious here.
The FBI and DOJ had all of the information that they needed, not only to make this arrest, but continue the investigation in an effective, methodical way to find out what was he acting alone or not.
Well, FBI Director Kash Patel said the prior administration sat on evidence. There was never geolocation data done on cell phones. That is sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence. This is something that we were just previously discussing.
Oh, it was negligence. They were covering up for him because he's black and woke and liberal and anarchist. He had sued the Trump administration to try to free illegal immigrants from ICE detention and then tried to tar them as racist. By the way, you know what attorney he used, which tells you he's plugged into the Democrat machine? Benjamin Crump, Trayvon Martin's attorney. Wow. Now, remember something about the pipe bomb. It was done the night before January 6th. How did he know it would turn out the way it did and they would need the polishing touches of the pipe bombs? Maybe it's coincidence. I don't know. By the way, Dan Bongino says this is only the beginning. He's the deputy director of the FBI. This is the only beginning. He said there's a lot more here. They're going to gradually dribble it out. Okay, I'm going to get to him and Kash Patel because I got problems with them in a minute. I'll get to them in a minute. They covered up for this guy, folks. Now, just looking surface at why they might have done this. Lied, because that's why I call them the FBI. They lie. They're a criminal organization. They cover up for woke criminals. That's what they do. They lie to Congress to cover for them, risking prison themselves. Why? Remember what happened the day after January 6th? Trump was completely censored. All of his social media accounts were taken and shut down. And then Jack Smith used January 6th to try to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. They needed a terrorist. That they needed the pipe bombs to make this a terror attack. And remember the lies we were told. We were told Brian Sicknick, the police officer, was murdered by Republicans. Remember they withheld and hid his autopsy report for months and months and months. It finally came out. No, he was fine. He came off his January 6th shift as a Capitol police officer, went to work, you know, got dressed, drove home, and died of natural causes. He had a stroke. Had nothing to do with January 6th. They needed a death. All of it to censor and shut down Donald Trump so he'd stop talking about election fraud. And then that was used for an absolute totalitarian crackdown on me and every conservative online across the board. But see, that would have been muddy the waters if it was a woke, liberal, Democrat lunatic who was the pipe bomber. So they committed a fair amount of crime at the FBI to cover it up. Have you noticed, folks, every time there's a mass shooting or terror attack, CNN jumps right in to tell you they're white?
Capital attack. Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device.
No, he's black. Nice try, though, Jake. Well, you going to tell us he's MAGA next? Like you guys told us that Charlie Kirk's assassin was MAGA. You going to try that? I mean, hey, it's worth a try. Bunch of liars. Texture rates, a month ago, that a Capitol Police reporter was positively identified by her gait analysis. Does he have the same walk? Okay, this gets into something that I want to point out. This does not get Kash Patel and Dan Bongino off the hook at all. Back in March, they, to their credit, finally complied with Congress's subpoenas for the pipe bomber files. The Biden administration had been ignoring them. We know why now. They were protecting a woke pipe bomber and allowing him to roam free, potentially killing other people, but they don't care. Human life doesn't matter to Democrats or the FBI. But the question remains, if they turned the pipe bomber file over in March to Congress, why didn't they pursue the pipe bomber? Is it because, like the 115-page report came out in the New York Post, they're trying to further their own resumes? They're chummy inside the FBI. They don't want to embarrass anybody. See, the problem was that The Blaze just broke a story about a month ago saying that they had identified the pipe bomber, and she's a Capitol Police officer, and they even pictured her. Well, the ex has been on fire with righteous rage at Bongino and Patel ever since then. And it lit a fire underneath them to actually solve this. They didn't give a damn either. They sat on it. Now, The Blaze got that story very, very, very wrong. It wasn't a white woman. It was a black man. It's going to be problems for them with that. But it didn't matter. Once the story broke, the internet demanded that Patel and Bongino solve it and continued accusing them of covering up the identity of the pipe bomber. That is why this just got solved. They will go sit on this for another year. Where have they been? Where have they been? Nowhere. They're nowhere. They weren't going to do anything. Just like they lied to you about Thomas Crux. I mean, flat out lied. And Eric Trump called him out for it because Donald Trump can't. So the good news is The Blaze got it totally wrong. But the bad news is the fact that they even did the story embarrassed Patel and Bongino enough that they actually had to disclose the identity of the pipe bomber, which, by the way, they could have done in a month. We now know. It's what it took them once they were good and embarrassed. And here's the thing. You could say, well, maybe they didn't know. Oh, they knew. Because I know. I've been telling folks, I have made a huge deal out of this for years, and I know Lee will vouch for me, that the FBI testified that they could not locate the pipe bomber because his cell phone data provided by his cell phone provider was scrambled. It was corrupted. They couldn't use it. And then remember, Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan turned around, called the company, subpoenaed them. Hey, is the data scrambled? And they're like, no, there's nothing wrong with it. We handed it to the FBI. It should be good. They could geolocate it. They lied, in other words. The FBI lied to protect this guy. I knew that just from reading the news. And I know Patel and Bongino knew it too. So why'd they sit on it? Just like they sat on the news of Crooks' left-wing identity too. Buried it. Did nothing. And lied. Said there was no there there. So folks, this is really weird. They're only putting this out today because they have no choice. But the good news is we're getting the truth. So one way or another.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.